Back home, and the fallout from the failure of the Department of Defence to prevent potentially harmful chemicals from firefighting foam entering the environment has now hit the beef industry. Cattle farmers in Queensland and New South Wales near Oakey and Williamtown bases say they're very worried that they might be selling contaminated beef. This report from Sarah Shand starts with Williamtown farmer Len O'Connell.
We did ask just after the contamination broke to have the cattle tested. We had this one ready to kill, and we thought we'd get him tested. We knew our land was contaminated. We knew the water was contaminated.
Len O'Connell owns a cattle farm at Williamtown in the New South Wales Hunter region and says local authorities refused his request to have animals tested for the potentially harmful chemical PFAS.
But anyway, two vets come to see us, and they told us they didn't want to test because of the clean green image of Australian beef.
Len O'Connell isn't the only farmer concerned that contamination may be affecting his cattle. Diane Priddle owns a cattle stud at Oakey in Queensland. Her property sits on the edge of the contamination zone.
But that mapping is 18 months old, so one would assume at their own modelling that it's 150 metres at least in on our place.
Like Len, she says the Department of Defence has advised them not to eat their own meat, but they can still sell it.
They're telling us if we live in these zones now, not to eat from eggs, chicken, meat, fish, fruit, red meats. You know, that's what they're telling us in these zones.
Diane's concerns are that while authorities have not set guidelines for safe levels of PFAS in cattle, potentially contaminated meat continues to be bought and sold at supermarkets.
We should have the right to grow a clean product and not have the burden that we are passing on that product into the wider community. We've had people say to us at these defence meetings, don't eat all your beast, but you can pass it on to the wider community because they're only eating a piece or two.
Senator James McGrath is in charge of the government's task force to deal with the contamination issue, and when questioned about why cattle have not been tested, he said,
That's a very good question. I will find that out, okay?
Senator McGrath subsequently provided AM with this statement.
Currently, there is no domestic or international maximum levels of PFAS in any foods, and Food Standards Australia and New Zealand has not recommended the need for testing for PFAS in food. Given there is no recommendation from the National Food Standard Body, the government has no plans to test PFAS in food.
That was a government statement given to Saturday AM, that report from Sarah Shands.